don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
Evangelos, good afternoon. Welcome on. Thank you very much for agreeing
to talk
to us. Yes, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Talk to us now, Mvangeli. Talk to us about the idea of miracles. Job chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, or verse 8 and verse 9 says, "But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted." And so today we want to establish the reasons why miracles exist in the first place. Do we really need miracles, Mvangeli? Do we have to have miracles? Why? Why do we have miracles to begin with?
Huh? What did you say yesterday? Where did you stop yesterday?
We were talking about defining miracles yesterday. So today, we're trying to find out if we really need miracles. What is the necessity? What is the function of miracles in our lives? Why do we need miracles? Why are they necessary? Are they necessary to begin with?
Yeah, you read a verse. Job chapter 5, ne?
Yes.
Yes, chapter 5, verse 8. "If I were you, I would go to God and present my case to him. He does great things, too marvelous to understand." Yesterday we said God does great things. And I remember I said the first miracle is for you just to wake up in the bed, on your bed. That's the first miracle. You know the time you enter in the bed, ne? But you don't know the time when to sleep. You know about ungene what time you're bedding, but ixesha lolala kwakho, you don't know. And even in the morning, I used to hear people saying, my cell phone woke me up. No. It's not your cell phone who woke you up. It's God, actually, who woke you up. Because there are people who set phones, but at the end of the day, the phone rings in the morning, but that person didn't wake up.
Ah, yeah, man.
So the miracle of waking, for you to wake up in your bed, that's the first miracle. That's the first miracle for you. So you need to thank God about that.
Yeah.
So the reason why we need miracles. I just write a statement here that says God perform miracles to strengthen his people, to strengthen faith to them. Yeah?
Mm.
To give his children a spiritual principle. To strengthen faith. That's the first reason I can say. Okay. Why do we need miracles? Because God strengthened our faith. Remember, the Bible said faith is something that we did not see. Hebrews chapter 11. Things that we did not see, things that we never saw before. But because of faith, we knew that God created the world.
Mm.
That's the first miracle. By faith, we know that God created all things. You see?
Mm.
So that miracle is it proves the power of God. This is why I written something that says, the reason why we need miracles today is because God strengthened the faith to them.
That's
so
right.
That they knew that there is God. There is God above. There is God who exists. Everything came to existence because of the one who called all humanity to existence.
No, you can continue, Vanna. Go ahead.
Okay. So Job chapter 5 here, he says remember when Job was in that problem. He lost his three kids, he lost the flock, he lost everything, he lost absolutely everything. And to his mind, to his mind, he didn't know what's going on. Why? Now, first place, I'm worshiping God. I am good to God. I am like tithing every day, and I cook nickel every day. But bad things happen to me. Why? Up until chapter 4, which chapter? Job that says, okay, maybe we'll do it during the week as we go by. But what is important, I want to strengthen today, is that the miracles, why it existed today, it's because they strengthen faith to people of God. So that they knew that God is still good. So that they knew that God did exist. That's why there's that's why I did that example that says, in the morning, last night, you set the phone yako, so that the phone yako wakes you up in the morning. But unfortunately, the phone rings, but it didn't wake up. You see? But so meaning just to wake up in the bed, it's not in your hand.
All right.
It's
all right.
Not in your mind. It's God who did that for you.
Here's another question then, Mvangeli. Is it possible that God performs these miracles to coerce us? We are seeing nyanzela. Is it possible that maybe when God performs these miracles, he gives us no other choice? Is it possible?
Okay. I don't think that God just nyanzela. You remember what we said yesterday? Let's refer to yesterday. We said yesterday, each and every day, every time God, before Jesus heals you, he asks you first, do you believe? Yeah? Do you believe? In the Bible, question four, ukuso uzophila. So that now the answer is in your question. In the Bible, am I going to be healed? Yes or no? So God does not akasinyanzeli by njoba ngaba to worship him. Akasinyanzeli because he sends miracles for us so that the same landele, so that he can make miracles. So that for us it's simnyanzeli. Like umzekelo, we don't worship God because of we're afraid of him. Ne? We worship God because of we love him. Not because of we afraid of him. We worship him because of we love him. Let's go to the to Galilee. Let's cross over to the other side. Let's cross over to the other side. Who said let's cross over to the other side? It's Jesus who said to them, let's cross over to the other side.
That's right.
It's not them to Jesus. Mm. It's Jesus who said them, let's cross over.
Yeah.
Now in the sea, there comes a storm. There comes a storm in the sea. Now Jesus slept in the boat. But these guys, they try to calm the storm. And later they forget, man, we have Jesus in the boat. Why we struggle, but we have Jesus in the boat? So now they went down and asked him a question. Aukatali nasi chabalala nje. You see? And Jesus stood up and now, and Jesus first, he asked them, Lupi ukololwen, where is your faith, guys? Bengihamba nani for so long, but now when these things happen, now you're starting to be afraid. So what I'm trying to say here, I'm trying to revindo bangaba, siyamba no tiko inakwezi pini situations that we travel uzo. Now he did a miracle in front of them. He raised his hand. He spoke to the wind and said, peace, be still. And the winds immediately stopped. Even if Christ never performed that miracle in front of them, but because of Jesus was with them. Do you hear me?
Yeah, go from fine.
Even if Christ never performed the miracle of stopping the sea, of stopping the storm, stopping the sea, but because of Christ was with them, that's a great thing. So now he did that miracle so that he can strengthen their faith to him. That's why they ask a question, what a manner of man is this one? When he spoke, even the seas listen to him. Mm. Even the winds listen to him.
So,
do you hear me?
I hear you. So when these miracles happen, what effect do they have on the mind, in our emotions, and the impact it has on our spirituality? After we've experienced God's miracles, what effect do these miracles have?
Let's go to Mark chapter 9, Mark chapter 5. I think that's, let's go to Mark chapter 5. Let me check Mark chapter 5 quick as possible. Mark chapter 5, after they went out of the Sea of Galilee.
Where now, do you want us to read?
Let me see. That time he saw a man who was full possessed of demons.
Yeah,
that guy was possessed of demons. I want to see, you asked me the impact, ne?
Yes.
The question is about the impact.
That's right.
Yes. Now, so Mark chapter 5, actually, let me summarize, because I don't see the verse. Well, Mark chapter 5, I think between 15, 16, 17, 18, that's where the story is. When Jesus saw this man, he was possessed with demons.
Yeah, from the very first verse, chapter 5, verse 1 going down.
Okay, it's fine. Now, let's summarize because of time. So now, when Christ saw this man, and remember, it's not Christ who went to this man first. The disciples went to the man first. But when they saw the man, they ran away back to Jesus and tell him, man, there's a problem in front. Now, when Jesus arrived, he saw that there's this man who was full of joy, who was full of demons, and I'm a chainer, he's got everything. You see? So now Jesus healed the man. And after Jesus healed the man, the point I want to bring, after he healed the man wanted to go with him. Yeah? Mm. But Jesus said to the man, no, don't go with me. Go and tell in your city or whatever, in your village or whatever, in your location, go and tell the people how great God did marvelous things to you.
Yeah.
So what thing did in that man's mind? That's where I want to come. Surely in his mind, there was something strike that seriously, in bad times, we need God. Because there was no one who managed to heal the man. But when Jesus healed the man, then the man wanted to walk with him. But Jesus said, no, go to your village and tell the people what God did to you. So in his mind, obviously, after that powerful miracle, Utika Cooper's a demon. So that man was very happy, was very excited. So meaning that after we saw the miracles that God performed, then the next phase that Elandelayo, we are excited.
Okay.
So there's no reason we can't follow him. There's no reason we can't follow him. The woman whose daughter was raised. Remember, there was the when they go to Nile. I think we said Nile. Yes, that's the lady. They met Jesus, and Jesus rose the hand, and he went in the box. And what happened? People rejoice. Mm. So what happened in those people's minds after that thing, after they saw that miracle?
Mm.
So that's why we need miracles that God performs. Even if God did not perform miracles, as long as we love God.
Yeah.
I hear you. No. If I'm saying something wrong, you can tell me.
I know.
Even if God did not perform miracles, we don't follow God because of miracles, man.
Yeah.
We don't follow God because of miracles. We follow God because of who he is.
Yeah.
Because he made heavens.
Yeah.
He made the seas. He made everything that is living on top.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why but the miracles are there just to strengthen our faith.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Wow. All right. That's good. That's great. That's awesome. Pray for us, Mvangeli, as we close our conversation. Please pray for us.
Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven, thanks God for these messages. I know we are learning every day. Even myself, I'm learning every day. I'm not perfect. I'm not super supernatural. I know I'm not the one who knows everything more than other people. I know there are people who know more than me. But at least for the little light that you gave it to me, make it shine so that it can help thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So that at the end of the day, when you come by your clouds, everyone who listened, we will see each other in the eternal life. May your love, may your grace be with us up until the end of the day. Amen and amen.
Amen. Evangelist, Elder Patrick Mnedizi Nyebeta, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you so much, Chef. Thank you so much, Chef.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.